Welcome into Vern's post-game show.
Went to his left, picks it up, spins, jumps, throws to first. In time, he got him. Wow.
Here's Royals insider Josh Vernier.
All right, right out of the gate, let me give you that phone number. I want to hear from you, Royals fans. 913. Actually, you know what? Let me put my hat on backwards. I like it. See them rocking the backward hat in the handshake line after the sixth win of the season? Phone lines are open for you. 913-586-7610. That's 913-586-7610. Royals win 5-3, and they finish off a four-game sweep of the division rival Chicago White Sox. We'll get right to your phone calls, but I want to start off by going right inside that Royals clubhouse. One of the big swings of the day came from Hunter Renfroe, putting the boys on the board with a two-run shot in the fifth inning. Hunter, kind enough to dial us up after the win today. Hunter, great job out there. How good did that one feel?
I felt good. Obviously, to get your first one of the year is pretty special. And obviously, in that spot, Crochet's cruising pretty good, and we were able to get a runner on and do a little damage. So, obviously, always good to help team win as much as possible.
How would you describe the confidence of this team right now?
I mean, I think we're playing great baseball. I think our starters are pitching their tails off, and I think we're having some timely hitting that we can obviously do a better job of hitting with runners in scoring position. Obviously, everybody can. But as far as our defense-wise, I think we're playing incredible defense. Running the bases incredibly well and putting a lot of pressure on defenses that have to make plays. So as long as we keep doing that and keep everybody healthy and keep grinding at bats, I think we're going to do really special things this year.
The bullpen puts together 11 and a third scoreless innings in this series, coming off a start to the season that they weren't all that happy with. How impressive were your relievers over this four-game stretch?
Yeah, I mean, it takes a little time for those guys to get going. I mean, they're visiting a new ballpark. Most of them, going from spring training and you got to get those guys a little bit of slack. But as far as that, they've been pitching their tails off. I mean, they're making good quality pitches here and there. And, some of them are just getting little jam shots. But other than that, they're pitching great. They continue to do what they're doing, and we continue to play defense behind them. Everybody in this clubhouse has a ton of confidence in those guys out there.
Your defense has been sparkling. I hate to go back, but can you believe they tagged up on you back on Thursday? What did they not watch Wednesday's game in Baltimore?
Yeah, I don't
or
know,
the
man.
Last
I know
10 years?
Guys and I've been playing this game a long time. I don't know what they were thinking. I think they were maybe trying to catch me with my pants down. I don't know. I kind of caught it. I lost it in the high sky for a little bit there, and was able to recover and catch it. And when I looked up, I thought he was just deking, and he just kind of kept running. So I was like, okay, I'll just kind of one hop it to the home plate, which that, that comes with a little bit of experience. A lot of times a little bit younger player may try to throw it all the way in the air or one hop it or kind of try to throw it too hard. But I don't know what they were thinking. I knew that it's an assist. So
you had a lot of dumbfounded media members in the press box while that whole play was unfolding. Hunter, final thing for you, just a thought on what you're seeing from what appears to be a very confident MJ Melendez.
I mean, he's great. I mean, he had a great spring. I think he comes in this year with a lot of more experience. And I think, with us older guys being around him and help him kind of go through the daily processes of, just daily basis of being a big leaguer and obviously having, now a few seasons under his belt, I think that's always helpful as well in understanding what he has to get done, what he has to go through in the offseason to prepare for the season. He's seeing the ball incredibly well. He's hitting the ball on the nose just about every time, and that's all you can ask for, whether you're getting hits or not. As long as you're seeing the ball well and hitting the ball on the nose, good things are going to happen eventually. But he's prepared himself for this year incredibly well in the offseason, and going to spring training, he worked his butt off. I was there every single day there in outfield, stuff, doing his defensive work. So, that's the biggest thing I keep for me is, like, he's out there, he's worked, put in the work. Now he's got to go show it how he did it.
Two-run shot for MJ Melendez, two-run shot for our guest, Hunter Renfroe, kind enough to dial us up after the boys win 5-3. Hunter, great job out there. We'll see you Tuesday against the Astros.
Perfect. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you. Phone lines are open, 913-586-7610. I said yesterday that this team has delivered on everything I had hoped when the season started. Yesterday's show, I turned it over to you because I had nothing to say. Everything that I hoped would unfold in the first 9 games of the season, almost every single thing had transpired. But after that, today, after finishing off that 4-game sweep of a division rival, ladies and gentlemen, I'm sorry, but even you, every single one of you, right? You cannot ask more from these guys than what they've shown you over the first 10 games, correct? Resiliency, confidence, starting pitching, relief pitching, come from behind wins. Bobby's a star. Salvi. And real quick, the rest of Major League Baseball should be very afraid if MJ Melendez can maintain the type of confidence that he's bringing to the ballpark every single night. They should be very afraid. 913-586-7610. Today's game, for as much as it was about those 2-run blasts from Renfroe and Melendez, the story really hasn't changed much over the first 10 games, pitching and defense. From Alec Marsh, I understand he didn't go 5 innings. He's the first Royals starter to fail to complete 5 or more frames this year. But you know what he did? He gave you a chance to win. I understand that could sound like a very low bar. He didn't take you out of the game. And you and I both know this rotation is unlikely to maintain a 1.6 ERA for the remaining 152 games. But what they can continue to do is give you a chance to win, and that's exactly what Alec Marsh did today. The bullpen found a way. Difficult circumstances found a way. Bases loaded, 2 outs, Zerpa gets out of it. Leadoff single in the 6th inning, Zerpa gets out of it with a hand from Freddie Fermin. 2-1 with 1 out in the 7th, John Schreiber finds a way out of it. Leadoff man reaches against Will Smith in the 8th, finds a way out of it. James MacArthur walks the second batter that he faces in the 9th, finds a way out of it. Adam Frazier saving a run defensively at second base. The first comeback victory of the season. Again, I'm sorry, but you cannot ask more from these guys than what they've shown you in the first 10 games. Well, let's find out if you agree. 913-586-7610. That's 913-586-7610. Let's start off with MJ in Belton. MJ, go ahead.
Oh, my God, was this a great win or what? To come from behind, the boys show that they have the grit that is required. And excuse me for saying this, but, man, they are plus 4,500 on the betting lines to win the American League. I'm hammering that.
Hey, you do you, man. If you got that to throw, as long as you're okay losing it, I sign off on it. Why not?
Okay, dude. It's $10, man. I'm not.
Oh, okay. Well, then, yeah.
I'm okay with losing $10.
Cool.
But I'm hammering that with $10 because these guys have shown that they can come from behind, and it is amazing. As a Royals fan my entire life, this is the best season I have seen since 2015. Am I wrong by saying that? They started that season end to end.
Yeah,
winners.
They were killers. Yeah, thanks for the killers. Phone call, MJ. Yeah, 2015, that team was out for blood. They didn't care who was in the other dugout. They just wanted your heart. I almost did the whole Tyson speech there. The only reason why I cautioned MJ before placing that bet is not because I'm afraid of losing $10, but we had some joker text in the other night saying that he lost $700 on the Royals-Orioles game after that 5-hour rain delay. You're making some questionable decisions if you're throwing $700 on a baseball game a week into the season. But hey, you know, I'm all for throwing your money around, but I just don't want it to come back on me. Hey, that guy on the radio said to do it. I trust that guy on the radio. Let's go find him and get him. You know, have to look out for myself and the family, right? Royals win 5-3. They're now 6-4 on the season. And I'll be honest with you, I hate that there's an off day tomorrow. I'm happy for the players. I'm sure they could benefit from it. I'm just sitting in the press box getting fatter and balder. So I'd like to be back in the press box again tomorrow. Or as Denny Matthews put it just a few moments ago, watching this White Sox team, it's a shame this wasn't a 12-game series. The Hall of Famer, Denny Matthews, you hear him all summer long right here on 610 Sports Radio. We go back to the people. As the boys sweep a division rival in a 4-game series, I just wanted a split. The first 4-game series sweep since May of 2021. And real quick, to MJ's point about, this is the best start since 2015. 2021, they were the best team in baseball at the end of April. And nobody remembers the 2021 team. So let that show you, appreciate days like this and revel in the victory. And two, we got a long way to go. This pitching has been great, and they need to be good for another 5 months. We go to Robert in Olathe. Robert, you're on 610 Sports Radio as the Royals win 5-3. Go ahead.
Hey, dude. I'm lost in the greater parts of Kansas City right now. Me and my buddies just went to the game. I just wanted to call in and tell you it was awesome. The fans weren't loud.
Thank you very much, Robert. Yeah, 14,251 turning out on this beautiful Sunday afternoon. Let's go to Eli, who's next up on the postgame show on 610 Sports Radio. Go ahead, Eli.
Hey, how's it going? I want to say I think this is undoubtedly the best win of the season from top to bottom. Complete team win, and it showed that this team really does have the ability to kind of win those tight games, especially with some early adversity. I think this might be something we look back on towards the end of May as still one of our most important wins of the season. Closing off the sweep, it was a good feeling.
Certainly agree that it is the best team victory of 2024. How pivotal was it? Need some time, certainly. Personally, I don't think we will. To be honest with you, I'm not trying to be a buzzkill. I'm just being honest with you. I don't. Watching the White Sox for the past 4 days, boy, oh boy, man. Some of those guys just need to be left in Kansas City. Because they left the effort in Chicago or wherever they were before here. Not much talent to begin with, and then you lose Luis Robert. Boy, yeah, that's a rough squad. I don't know who those White Sox fans were at Kauffman Stadium, but did they think Jerry Reinsdorf was here? You came to Kansas City to tell your owner to sell the team? That makes zero sense. Do it in Chicago. Don't bring your nonsense here. I mean, continue to bring your trashy ball club, but leave your nonsense on the South Side. Hey, you got Houston coming up for 3 beginning on Tuesday night. To me, it's more likely you remember one of those games than you remember one of these. But who knows? We got a long way to go. Maybe the White Sox turn it around. Let's go to Jack in Kansas City. Jack, you're on 610 Sports Radio. Go ahead.
Woohoo! Well, we think we have the best team in the MLB right now and the prettiest stadium in the league. What do you think about that?
Well, best team in baseball, I think, is somewhat of a reach. You're not even in second place in your own division. Prettiest ballpark. I mean, you're setting me up to look like a jerk. I very much enjoy Kauffman Stadium, but I haven't been to every stadium, so I can't comment on that. Thanks for listening, Jack. Royals with a run differential of plus 19. That's third best in the American League behind only the first place Cleveland Guardians and the defending World Series champion Texas Rangers. 913-586-7610. That's the phone number. Get in line and let me know. Are you asking for more? Like when you watch these 10 games, are you coming away saying, I still want this? Because if I'm being honest, well, I got my Renfro moment today. Renfro had his I've contributed in a big way to a victory moment. Freddie Fermin had a nice day, but Freddie was never a guy that I was concerned about coming into the season. Freddie to me was a lot like Mikel Garcia, to where they're closer to the Salvi, Bobby, Vinny group than they are to the MJ, Massey, Isbell group. And to me, the MJ, Massey, Isbell group was, hey, I know you all have big league talent, but can you do it over a full 162? I don't really have that question with Bobby or Vinny or Freddie or Mikel coming into the season because of what they showed me last year in the evaluation season of 2023. But I have those questions for Isbell and Velasquez and MJ and Massey. And don't look now, but MJ's starting to declaratively make his statement that I belong in that group with Bobby, with Salvi. When you look at his numbers since last year's All-Star break, I mean, we're coming up on half a season now. It's almost 80 games that he's putting up an OPS around 850. That's All-Star caliber. MJ with his fourth go-ahead knock of the season. Three straight games in which he's come through with a go-ahead RBI. Scary. The rest of the American League Central should be very much afraid of a confident MJ Melendez. Because a confident MJ Melendez hitting fifth behind an always confident Salvador Perez and Bobby Witt Jr. and Mikel Garcia. Day off for Vinny tomorrow. Day off tomorrow. And look at what this rotation, this bullpen, MJ Melendez, look at what they're allowing to take place with your number three hitter. Right, Vinny's still searching for his first extra base hit of the season, and yet, anyone angry? Anyone panicking? No, you're 6-4. You statistically have the best rotation in the sport. You're buying some time for the Italian nightmare. 913-586-7610. That's the phone number. That's the text line number. Hey, it's Sunday. You know the rule on this show. Well, not really a rule as much as it is an admission. And the admission is, I got nothing else to do. I'll stay here as long as you want me to, Kansas City. Royals win 5-3. We go back to the phone calls and talk with Jason, who's out in Washington. Jason, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, Vern, thanks for taking my call. Love the show, man.
Thank you.
Vern, you know, you mentioned resiliency. I mean, great win, nothing taken away from it. But, you know, if I'm being honest, throughout the season, there will be games that we should have won, right? Such as those two Baltimore games, right?
Sure.
But if I'm being completely honest, I feel like this is a game we shouldn't have won. The White Sox were 1-10 with runners in scoring position. Garcia with Salvi going for a combined 0-11. I mean, yeah, nice to see Renfro for main contribute. Melendez is on fire, but I just feel like this is a game we shouldn't have won. Maybe previous Royals teams would have not come up clutch, but I just feel like this team is different. And I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm glad we got the win, but yeah. It's nice to see some different outcomes because we got to remember there are games that we should have won't win that we should have won and vice versa. But thanks for taking my call, Vern. I'll listen off there.
Jason, listen, man, I understand what you're saying, but the Royals' defense and the Royals' base running, you can make the case, won this game today. Dairon Blanco coming in off the bench. I mean, you're going to have a hard time convincing me that him bouncing around at first base doesn't have a little something to do with Garcia giving up that two-run blast to MJ Melendez. Nelson Velasquez moving up on a wild pitch, getting in scoring position. Maybe that helps. Hunter Renfro ripped that slider that stayed over the plate from Garrett Crochet for way too long. Maybe that helped allow Hunter rip that one down the left field line and just clearing the left field wall. And then you look at the defense. The Chicago defense was atrocious. Center field, I mean, shortstop this series, you saw a three-run error by the Shoemaker. In every facet, the Royals over the series, obviously, you swept them. We're the superior team. Bullpen today. Royals bullpen issues, what, two walks? Chicago's issues three. Chicago's bullpen, three walks in three innings. Royals bullpen, two walks in four and a third. You know, was this a game that Chicago gave away? Possibly, but I'm not going to say that. To me, this is one of those games that I was begging for over the first six, seven games of the season. I wanted to see this team go out and take one. Oh, you're winning this game? Nope. Give me that. I'll take it. That's ours. They did just that. You know what may have been my favorite moment of this game? It certainly was that three-run, game-changing, game-winning seventh inning. But my favorite moment was after Freddie Fermin scored on the error at first base when the pitcher just whiffed on the throw from the second baseman when they were trying to get Kyle Isbell, who grounded out to the right side. Now, there were back-to-back errors for the White Sox there. Now, center fielder lets one go through his five hole, and Freddie Fermin moves up to second base. And then the error at first base on Isbell's ground ball. And immediately, Isbell stealing second, just suffocating them, strangling them, not taking it easy on them, not feeling bad for them. They make back-to-back errors. You know they're on their heels. You know they're in their head, and you go at their throat. That was my favorite part of the game right there. Because you can see Chicago starting to drown. And the Royals push their head underwater. They win today 5-3. Phone lines are open for you. 913-586-7610. That's 913-586-7610. We'll get back to your thoughts after this.
Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball in Kansas City, 610 Sports Radio and the Odyssey app.
Melendez crushes it. Deep right center field. Grossman's back onto the track at the fence. It's gone! MJ Melendez flips the bat. He's done it again! A two-run homer in the seventh inning for the second straight game. And this time, it gives the Royals the lead.
And he held on to that bat all the way to first base. Like a golfer admiring his shot. Just hanging on to that bad boy. He gets to first base, flips the bat. And the 14,000 in attendance went bananas. 405 feet over the right center field wall. MJ takes that 2-2 fastball, 95 miles per hour, up and out of the zone. Takes it over the wall for his third home run to match Michael Garcia for the team lead. Royals win 5-3. That home run made it 4-3 Kansas City. It gives them the lead, but it would not have given them the lead if not for a tremendous defensive play in the top half of that inning from Adam Frazier. I just talked about defense and base running really being the one of the big differences today. So many differences over the course of this four-game sweep, but today, bullpen, defense, base running. But again, wanted to shout out Adam Frazier for making a very nice diving stop on a ground ball off of the bat of Gavin Sheets in the seventh inning that would have scored Yoán Moncada, would have made it 4-2 Chicago if it made it to the outfield. But Adam Frazier made sure that didn't happen. Speaking of Frazier, his former college teammate Hunter Renfroe joined us earlier. He was nice enough to dial us up after the 5-3 win. If you missed the interview, you'll be able to catch it in its entirety on the Odyssey app. Or wherever you get your podcasts, just search All Things Vern. Speaking of Hunter Renfroe, that's where MJ Melendez started as he was talking once again to Joel Goldberg on the field on Bally Sports Kansas City.
Yeah, obviously him being able to put a swing on the ball and obviously great time for number one for him of the season. But yeah, just helps us get that momentum, and then Nelly getting on base for me early right there, and then Blanco with the, you know, the steal and getting on second base. It makes the situation a lot easier.
It looked like Garrett Crochet was as tough as what you saw in those first two games against the Twins from the left side. How were you able to hang in there with him and finally chip away?
Yeah, he was tough for us today. Obviously, he has really good stuff. Starter lefty with that kind of extension and funky movement. But, you know, we were able to get the pitch count up a little bit and get into the pen and score some runs.
This team has showed so much this week after a tough series, a disappointing series for you guys in Baltimore. This is your first come from behind win, though. What does that say? How are you able to do that? You've been able to get the lead so often.
I mean, the pitching just shutting it down. Sorry, I can't even speak. Pitching doing an excellent job, keeping us in the game, and just holding the opponents and having faith in our offense to get the job done.
MJ Melendez after the game with Joel Goldberg on Bally Sports Kansas City. Royals win 5-3. The record is now 6-4. They're off on Monday, and then Cole Reagan squares off with Christian Javier Tuesday night, 6:40, right here on 610 Sports Radio. All right, let's go to Jake in Kansas City. Jake, you're on the postgame show. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern, we were out at the stadium today. It's always good to listen to your show, and we appreciate your knowledge and passion. And we wanted to talk about what the next moves are. A few days ago, we talked about, you know, when Massey's ready, that maybe a guy like Lofton will be the guy that gets exchanged for Massey, and we wanted to look in the crystal ball and see who else was, what were the next few moves that might get made.
Well, I don't know why we're making any moves right now. You know, Michael Massey hasn't done anything to bring himself back to the big leagues. He's played in one game of a rehab assignment, went 0-for-4 with four punchouts and an error. I love Michael Massey, but I'm not looking to move anybody out. Sorry, I don't see why we're in a rush to, and who are we in a rush to get rid of? Yeah, I'm sorry, man. I appreciate you calling up and building me up too, talking about my knowledge, and then I'm going to give you this empty answer or response, but I mean, honestly, I hope there are no moves. I hope this 26 withstands all 162. To be quite honest, I'm not rooting against anyone on this roster or hoping that anyone gets demoted. Feel free, text in if you want to clarify that or if you didn't ask it properly. I apologize. I got nothing for you, though. The text line, same as the phone number, 913-586-7610. Jake, thanks a lot for listening, though, man. I appreciate it and hope to hear from you as the season continues. Let's go to Ty in Kansas City. Ty, you're on the postgame show. What's going on, man?
And I just wanted to say I was at the game today. The energy was electric around this young team, and you know, like I wanted to touch on a few things that you said earlier this week. If we can, through these hard next few weeks, if we can hold on to, you know, just keep our head above water and survive, that'd just be wonderful if we could play 500 baseball throughout this next month. That's really all I have.
No question. No question about it. You're not going to, you guys, I don't even need to say it. Right? You know the old adage, you're not going to win the division in April, but you can certainly lose it. Right? The Royals lost everything last April. Lost the division, lost the city, lost a lot in April of last year. I don't know how much they've won in the month of April. I understand they're 6-4. I'm talking about the fan base. I don't know how much they've won you over just yet. Brandon in Shawnee writing in on the text line. Brandon, nice to hear from you. He says, Vern, I told you last night they are not dropping below 500. Had a few people sign up for what I called the crazy train last night. Brandon, a few others saying the Royals will not fall below 500 again in 2024. I wasn't willing to go there because even if they do, I think it's understandable. And they can still have an entertaining August and September. They can still make the playoffs if they fall below 500 again. But hey, Brandon, I hope to hear from you every single day. If they remain above 500, you got to at least text every single day. Because you were at the forefront. You built the crazy train. Kathy in Los Angeles, she writes, so glad for Hunter Renfroe finally getting that home run. And so glad to see the team fighting back. Vern, I haven't seen that from them in years. Go Royals. Well, what you haven't seen in years, Kathy, is pitching like this. But these guys had fight last year. Honestly, a lot of Royals teams have had fight in September. A lot of you have fallen for the September okey-doke in the past. Adalberto Mondesi, September okey-doke in the past. It's still big league baseball. It's not very often you have a bunch of lollygaggers out there. But what you haven't seen in years, in at least 8 years, is a rotation like this in Kansas City. Now, statistically, through 10 games, man, there's only been, what, 10, 12, 15 rotations in the history of the sport that have done what the Royals have done over the first 10 games. Let's go to Peyton in Lee Summit. Peyton, you're on 610 Sports Radio. Go ahead.
Hey, I'm a Chicago Cubs fan. Just thought I'd go to the Royals game today, and it was pretty exciting. But when my Cubs come to town, it's on, and it's over.
Daddy! I think you're fake. I think you're doing a whole thing.
Just thought I'd go to the Royals.
Appreciate
game
the phone call. Yeah, I think he's just doing an accent to listen to himself on the radio. Peyton, thanks a lot. Let's go to Jake in Kansas City. Jake, go ahead.
Hey, Vern. Great game today. I just wanted to get your thoughts on, the closer situation. Will Smith, obviously, I mean, the role wasn't his at the start, but, you know, that it was looking that way. We gave him the shot. Kind of struggled in the first couple games. MacArthur's looked great. But then Will Smith comes out, kind of gets his job done today, and MacArthur closes again. Do you think it's MacArthur's role or spot to lose now? You think Will Smith can ever win it back? Or just kind of – the closer situation, it was kind of, you know, iffy at first. MacArthur looks like he's filling that role well. Yeah, you think it's his spot to lose? Or, yeah, just kind of your thoughts.
Sure. Jake, I think MacArthur has the best stuff, the most powerful stuff in that bullpen, at least as it's currently constructed. I think James MacArthur is the best reliever that you have. So I want him to get the highest of leverage. So if that means he's your closer, that yes, I think James MacArthur is the closer. But James MacArthur's not going to be available for every save opportunity. Let's hope, right? Let's hope there's so many of them. You know, like we saw the other night, Will Smith wasn't available. And Stratton picks up the save last night. We've seen James MacArthur pick up a save before this season. I think it's going to have to do more with matchups. Will Smith will get another save opportunity, as will Chris Stratton. If Matt Quatrero could line it up and take the opposition's three best hitters, I think he's throwing James MacArthur at him. So, yeah, James MacArthur, to me, owns the top spot. And it's like I talked about with the drive on Friday, and really like you and I have discussed on this show quite a bit over the first 10 games. There's a respectful way to go about it when a guy has the role that Will Smith has in that clubhouse, right? When he's the off-season recruiter, when he's the spring training clubhouse veteran that not only instills or imparts advice, instills confidence, but also keeps it light. It's a prominent role in a clubhouse that everyone is cognizant of. And you don't want to embarrass that guy. You want to treat him with respect because he's earned it with what he's done in the big leagues and what he's done already this year for your organization. There's a way to go about it. And I thought the way that it all transpired was perfect. You gave him opportunities right out of the gates, fumbled a couple of them, continued to go back to him, fumbled another, went back to him one more time, but with the shortest leash possible. I'm talking about someone up and throwing while you're coming into the game. And then you go double walk. Yeah, of course the manager is going to pull you, but as you heard J.J. Piccolo tell Ryan LaFever earlier today, Will Smith, after that game, goes into the manager's office to tell Q, man, I'm all about winning. I'm not happy that's how I performed, but I understand why you did what you did, which we knew Will Smith was going to do something like that, but I didn't know he would do it that night. To go into the manager's office and say, Skip, good move. Sorry I let you down, but you made a move with the team in mind, and that's where I'm at too. I'm all about winning. That's how you win, or that's how you're a part of three straight World Series champions. By leaving your ego at the door, by putting the team first. Long-winded answer of, James MacArthur's the guy. Thanks for listening, Jake. Let's go to Steve in North Kansas City. Steve, you're on 610 Sports Radio. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern, how you doing, buddy?
I'm great. How are you?
Oh, great. Just driving. But I wanted to, you know, that statement that you make about the you can't win it in April, but you sure can lose it.
Yeah.
We got 14,000 fans out there on a Sunday afternoon. I'm just hoping the way the starting pitching's been, the offense has been, Melendez being hot, I'm hoping all of that can slowly start to bring the fans back to where, I mean, I couldn't make it there because I'm driving to work in Iowa, but, I mean, just getting the people back out there, these guys are showing that they can do it, and they can do it on a daily basis, and that's all I had for you, bud.
Yeah, great call. Appreciate it. Nice to hear from you as always, Steve. Listen, I've learned my lesson. I'm not telling people how to spend their money. I'm done with that. But if history is any indicator, honestly, I'm not expecting big crowds to show up until July. It's just how things have been in my time in Kansas City. It took a long time for people to show up in 2014. Understandably, because it had been 29 years since you really did anything. So I think maybe it happens a little bit quicker this year, but it's still been 8-9 years since you've done anything. But to your point, man, I'm with you. Bobby Witt Jr. alone is worth the price of admission, in my mind. If you love this game of baseball, Bobby Witt Jr., Salvador Perez, yeah, how much? Upper deck? Sure, I'm there. And now you got the Houston Astros coming to town? Man, you're telling me I can watch Yordan and Salvi, Bobby and Altuve? Right. That's good with me. Oh, and Cole Reagans is pitching on Tuesday. Seth Lugo and Hunter Brown on Wednesday. Brady Singer and J.P. France in the finale Thursday afternoon. Every time Reagans is on the hill, you could see something special. I hope by now you know that every time Brady Singer's on the hill, you can see something special. Because Brady's flirted with it 2, 3, 4 times in his still young career. Tuesday, 6:40 for the first pitch. I'll be live with the On Deck Show beginning at 5:30. Let's go to Big T and Shawnee. You're on 610 Sports Radio. Go ahead, buddy.
Yeah, hey, Vern, thanks for taking my call. We brought the broom out today. We're sweeping that stench back to the south side, and we'll do the same to the Cubs as well. One thing about the White Sox, I do like that pitcher, though, Vern, that Crochet kid, 6'6", 245. Boy, that's a big dude.
Yeah.
So, Vern, last night I was amused by some of those calls last night and then that texter. Don't get me wrong. I love the enthusiasm.
I don't know what you're talking about. You're going back to last night's show. What do you mean, texter?
Well, just like the guy texting about the saying they're not going to go below 500 and just some of those ludicrous, delusional calls.
Hey, you never know, though. Don't dismiss it so quickly. You never know.
You're setting yourself up for failure, young man. I'm just telling you.
You're probably right, yeah.
And I love the train. Don't get me wrong, but that guy's on the delusional train. Come on now. I love the run differential. I do love that. The bullpen's on a nice little roll. The starting pitching's still doing its thing. But Burn, if you know, this team still leaves too many people on base, everybody. They'll get that together. They got to tighten that up. We're going to see what they can do against Houston. But come on now. The only train is the crazy train, the Big T crazy train. So if you want to jump aboard, go ahead and do that. But come on now. Let's go Royals. Choo-choo! Choo-choo! Choo-choo!
Okay. I'm picking up what you're laying down. This is an ego thing, Big T. Because of your crazy train, there can't be two crazy trains. It's like T-Bone and Seinfeld. Okay. All right. I see what's bothering you. I said Brandon and Shawnee was leading the crazy train, and you're like, hey, Vern, over here, choo-choo guy. Come on. That's kind of my thing. All right. I understand. Good point. Royals win 5-3. Quick timeout. We get back to your thoughts after this.
You're listening to Vern's Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball, 610 Sports Radio, and the Odyssey app. Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball in Kansas City, 610 Sports Radio, and the Odyssey app.
Welcome back. Royals win 5-3. Hunter Renfroe with a two-run bomb in the fifth. MJ Melendez with a two-run bomb in the seventh inning. Put the Royals up 4-3. They would go on to win 5-3. The record is now 6-4. Phone lines are open for you. 913-586-7610. Haven't talked much about Alec Marsh. He went 4 2/3, gave up 3 runs on 8 hits, walked 1. Struck out 3. Fallen behind too many hitters today. First pitch strikes not as consistent as they were against the Baltimore Orioles. But he gave you a chance to win. Honestly, this start today, last year, would have been celebrated. This start today was similar to what you sat around and waited for Zach Greinke to show up and do. 4 2/3 of 3-run baseball. Nothing to remember this moment by. Oh, I'm never going to. Nothing to write home about. But you kept your team in the game. Turned it over to the bullpen within striking distance. When Marsh left the game in the fifth, Zerpa came in and wiggled out of a jam. First and second with two outs, and Zerpa hits the first man that he faces to load the bases, but he gets Sosa to fly out to Isbell in deep center field for the third out of that fifth inning. When he leaves the mound, Royals are trailing 3-0. Bottom of the fifth innings when Renfroe connected on his first home run of the season, 3-2 Chicago. And in the seventh, MJ Melendez, a 2-2 offering up and out of the zone. He takes it 405 feet over the right center field wall. And as Nick Capel of the Kansas City Royals just tweeted out, MJ Melendez is the first player in Royals franchise history to drive in the game-winning run in the seventh inning or later in three consecutive games. How about that? I'll say it again. American League Central, Major League Baseball, you should be very afraid of a confident MJ Melendez. 10 games into the season, he's already this confident to where he's bat flipping it at first base. Oh, good night. Because now your celebration guy's feeling good. Your superstar in Bobby Witt Jr.'s feeling good. Your Hall of Fame candidate in Salvador Perez is feeling good. If you can get the funny guy, if you can get your mouthpiece, Vinny Pasquantino, rolling to go along with the cool guy in Michael Garcia, that's quite a Fab Five right there at the top of the lineup for the boys in blue. My game notes after this 5-3 Royals victory are brought to you by Jays Southland Tow. Be in the know and call Jays Southland Tow. We'll get to the text line coming up in just a moment, but first I want to talk with Tyler in Overland Park. You're on the postgame show. Tyler, as the Royals improve to 6-4 on the young season.
Hey, Vern. Yeah, it's Skyler out in Overland Park. And
Skyler, my bad.
No worries. Yeah, I still have some questions about bullpen, offense, yada, yada, yada. But I just want to shout out J.J. Piccolo for a second because the guy had two of the best trades in baseball last year, the Cole Reagans trade and the Nelson Velasquez trade. And he also trimmed the fat and got rid of so many fringe players in the offseason. You know, this guy could have laid down, you know, 56 wins last year, but he chose not to. He chose to go get some real guys in free agency and try to have the season mean something. So I really appreciate that. No matter what the win total is, I appreciate the Royals making a run at it.
Appreciate the phone call, Tyler. Yeah, I appreciate the front office and ownership abiding by the results of the evaluation season. What you said is on point. I don't disagree with anything that you said. But as someone that watched all 162 games of 2023, and they had to deliver something different, because that was rough last year. Now, that's why I gave him so much credit for the Michael Wacha signing. You know, Lugo, man, you had to bring somebody in like Seth Lugo. Renfro had to do that. Rebuild the bullpen, bro, you had to do that. Bringing in Michael Wacha, spending that additional $15, $16 million, okay. I don't know if I was expecting that. That's a cherry on top right there. Okay. I mean, that's when I got revved up this offseason. That's when I knew, oh, okay, that they weren't messing around, because now there's only one spot open in this rotation going into camp, and you got a lot of names. Serpa, Lynch, Lyles, Marsh. And I know the organization likes them all. Boy, they're really going to have them compete. Oh, Frazier's going to compete with Massey? Frazier breathing down the neck of MJ if he doesn't start hot? I love the competition in spring. Yeah, so good phone call. You talk about the trades last year. You could go back a year before that. Only reason I bring this one up is because the young man made his AAA debut today. Do you remember how bad Carlos Santana was at the end for the Royals? I never thought they would get any human being in return in a trade for Carlos Santana. That's how bad he was to start that 2022 season. Royals flipped him into two pitchers. One of them, 25-year-old right-hander William Fleming, a 6'6", 220 right-hander. Today he made his AAA debut, threw 4 2/3 innings of two-hit baseball, 6 punch-outs, no walks. Storm Chasers won 2-0. Thanks for the phone call. 913-586-7610. From the text line, Vern, the best part of the day was that they scored 5 runs and did so without any significant production from Salvi, Michael, or Bobby Witt Jr. That's a really good point. Yeah, those three combined to go 0-11. 0-11 and 0-4-2. With runners in scoring position. 0-3 with runners in scoring position. Yeah, you're right. And maybe you've heard me say this, but over the first six, seven games of the season. That's what I wanted. I wanted someone other than those guys to come up with the big hit for that injection of confidence. It looks like MJ's bubbling over with confidence. Renfroe had his moment today. Vinny needs his. I think Velasquez has already had his. I hope Isbell had his. He's had a couple of nice ABs already this season. But yeah, great point. Appreciate the text. 913-586-7610. Jamie from Kansas City writes in, Vern, last week I called and you dismissed my claims and then you hung up on me. You hung up on me when I said that this Chicago series we needed to have and we should win it with no issues. Let's keep the train going, Vern, signed Jamie in Kansas City. Well, Jamie and everybody else, you should know I am not in control of the phone calls as far as when you get hung up on, when you're brought up on the air. And two, I would still dismiss you today. I'm sorry, but to say that, well, certainly I would never say you're going to win a series with no issues in the big leagues. I'm never going to get down with that. But this was also, four games ago. Royals were 2-4, and it was just impossible to act as if I had a firm grasp of. It's still silly to ask to act as if you have a firm grasp of what the Royals are going to be this season or what the White Sox are going to be this season. I feel like I got a pretty good idea, but I'm not going to declaratively make that statement and bang on the desk. But Jamie, props to you, man. You were right, and I once again was so very wrong. Ryan in Pleasant Hill writes in, Vern, I won't say that the boys won't fall below 500 again, but this is pretty exciting to see the bats pick up the pitching and the pitching pick up the bats. Vern, I think this could be a very, very fun season, signed Ryan in Pleasant Hill. JC in Fort Scott. Vern, this is going to be a fun summer. This squad is a real contender. Scott in Kansas City. Vern, think if we make the playoffs, what our pitching staff can do in a short series with just our first three starters. All right. I like it. Hey, go ahead. Go crazy. Why not? Hey, like I've stated on quite a few shows, when you have a rotation that's giving you a chance 80% of the time, and that's what I think they can be. They're giving, so far, they've given you a chance to win every game, 100% of the time. But if you have a rotation that's giving you a chance to win 80% of the time, to me, that's just as good as a franchise quarterback in the NFL. So long as you have that, you have a chance to win every game, and you have a good chance of getting to the postseason. 913-586-7610. Garrett in Olathe, you're next up on the postgame show. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern, this is Garrett. I just want you to know that I'm so excited for the Royals, man. I mean, I can't wait to go out. I'm going Tuesday night to my first Royals game, and I can't wait to go see Cole Reagans and see this offense, man. I'm just excited to watch the Royals continue to grow and hopefully win the AL Central this year, Vern. What do you think?
Garrett, it's your first game coming up?
Yeah, I'm going, my first game of the season.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right, well, I hope to see you, man. Swing by the studio we have. It's right next to the mother's room on level 3. So if you can find that, you'll find me. I'll have something for you.
All right, I'm sitting on the left field side. I'm sitting on the left field side about probably second row up. So
how about this? Garrett, just text me. Just text me on your way to the game. Listen to the pregame show. Shoot me a text. I'll come find you.
All right. It's the same number, right?
Yeah, you know it.
All right.
I'll see you out there, buddy. Thank you very much. See, I didn't do that. I won't tell you who did because I'm not throwing him or her under the bus. But I didn't do that. I didn't hang up on you there, bro. That wasn't me. And even if it was, you'll never know. Tony in Shawnee, you're next up on 610 Sports Radio. Go ahead.
Burn! How are
Tony?
You?
Tony!
I love it, man. I've got little to talk about in terms of analytics and stats and how well we're doing and everything, but what I am going to say is driving home with my 10-year-old from his baseball practice, and we get to talk about a Royals win and a team that's above 500 in the second week of April compared to previous years. It's been awesome, and we've been listening to you. Let's keep it going, baby.
My man.
See you, Vern.
My man. I appreciate it. See ya. Thanks, Tony. Thanks for listening. From the 816, Stefan writes in, Vern, fascinating development this afternoon. Did we hear Big T inadvertently give toots for those on the crazy train or the delusional train? And the question is this town big enough for multiple trains on your postgame show? Stefan, you would know better than I, but I don't think so. It certainly didn't sound like Big T believes there's room for two trains on this show, right? Text line 913-586-7610. Spike in St. Joe, my guy. Spike writes in, Vern, I like saying we're on a winning streak, huh? Yeah, 4-game winning streak. I like saying we're on a winning streak, Vern, unlike last year when all we could say is, well, we're on another losing streak again. Yeah, that's certainly the case. Royals didn't put together their first winning streak until the last game of July. They did it this year by the 9th game of the season. No doubt, Spike. Hope I get to see you out here. I know you've been coming to games, but we just haven't crossed paths. Hope to see you and the fam soon. From the 785, Vern, great win today. How much of an impact do you think the challenge of television viewing is when it comes to getting fans back on board with this iteration of the Kansas City Royals? Well, none. Because, I hate talking about the television. Just listen on radio. It's always on radio. I mean, you can listen to Royals games. If you're in the 610 Sports Radio listening area, you can listen to Royals games on your phone, on your Alexa, on the Odyssey app. That's all you need to do. You can listen to Denny and Stu and Jake and Ryan and the whole gang all season long right on your phone. And as far as TV, man, I'm not a smart person, but I believe you could watch if you really wanted to. It might cost you $20. But you could if you wanted to. You're choosing not to. That's my belief. But I have this kind of TV. Okay, well, you could get something different if you really wanted to. But what do I know? I don't know much. Let's go to Dan and KCK. Dan, you're on the postgame show. Go ahead, buddy.
Hey, Josh, how you doing? Great way to finish off the sweep. They know Alex Marsh didn't have his best stuff, made enough pitches to keep the Royals in the game, and the White Sox strang 12 men. And the Royals, they can remind me of 2015. Every time the opposing team made an error, they took advantage. Every time the White Sox made those.
Tuesday, 6:40 for the first pitch. I'll be live with the On Deck Show beginning at 5:30. Let's go to Big T and Shawnee. You're on 610 Sports Radio. Go ahead, buddy.
Yeah, hey, Vern. Thanks for taking my call. We brought the broom out today. We're sweeping that stench back to the south side, and we'll do the same to the Cubs as well. One thing about the White Sox, I do like that pitcher, though, Vern, that Crochet kid, 6'6", 245. Boy, that's a big dude.
Yeah.
So, Vern, last night I was amused by some of those calls last night and then that texter. Don't get me wrong. I love the enthusiasm.
I don't know what you're talking about. You're going back to last night's show. What do you mean, texter?
Well, just like the guy texting about the saying they're not going to go below 500 and just some of those ludicrous, delusional calls.
Hey, you never know, though. Don't dismiss it so quickly. You never know.
You're setting yourself up for failure, young man. I'm just telling you.
Probably right, yeah.
And I love the train. Don't get me wrong, but that guy's on the delusional train. Come on now. I love the run differential. I do love that. The bullpen's on a nice little roll. The starting pitching's still doing its thing. But Burn, if you know, this team still leaves too many people on base, everybody. They'll get that together. They got to tighten that up. We're going to see what they can do against Houston. But come on now. The only train is the crazy train, the big T crazy train. So if you want to jump aboard, go ahead and do that. But come on now. Let's go Royals. Choo-choo! Choo-choo!
Okay. I'm picking up what you're laying down. This is an ego thing, Big T. Because of your crazy train, there can't be two crazy trains. It's like T-Bone and Seinfeld. Okay. All right. I see what's bothering you. I said Brandon and Shawnee was leading the crazy train, and you're like, hey, Vern, over here, choo-choo guy. Come on. That's kind of my thing. All right. I understand. Good point. Royals win 5-3. Quick timeout. We get back to your thoughts after this.
You're listening to Vern's Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball, 610 Sports Radio, and the Odyssey app. Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball in Kansas City, 610 Sports Radio, and the Odyssey app.
Welcome back. Royals win 5-3. Hunter Renfroe with a two-run bomb in the fifth. MJ Melendez with a two-run bomb in the seventh inning. Put the Royals up 4-3. They would go on to win 5-3. The record is now 6-4. Phone lines are open for you. 913-586-7610. Haven't talked much about Alec Marsh. He went 4 2/3, gave up 3 runs on 8 hits, walked 1, struck out 3. Fallen behind too many hitters today. First pitch strikes not as consistent as they were against the Baltimore Orioles. But he gave you a chance to win. Honestly, this start today, last year, would have been celebrated. This start today was similar to what you sat around and waited for Zach Greinke to show up and do. 4 2/3 of 3-run baseball. Nothing to remember this moment by. Oh, I'm never going to. Nothing to write home about. But you kept your team in the game. Turned it over to the bullpen within striking distance. When Marsh left the game in the fifth, Zerpa came in and wiggled out of a jam. First and second with two outs, and Zerpa hits the first man that he faces to load the bases, but he gets Sosa to fly out to Isbell in deep center field for the third out of that fifth inning. When he leaves the mound, Royals are trailing 3-0. Bottom of the fifth innings when Renfroe connected on his first home run of the season, 3-2 Chicago. And in the seventh, MJ Melendez, a 2-2 offering up and out of the zone. He takes it 405 feet over the right center field wall. And as Nick Capel of the Kansas City Royals just tweeted out, MJ Melendez is the first player in Royals franchise history to drive in the game-winning run in the seventh inning or later in 3 consecutive games. How about that? I'll say it again. American League, American League Central, Major League Baseball, you should be very afraid of a confident MJ Melendez. 10 games into the season, he's already this confident to where he's bat flipping it at first base? Oh, good night. Because now your celebration guy's feeling good. Your superstar in Bobby Witt Jr.'s feeling good. Your Hall of Fame candidate in Salvador Perez is feeling good. If you can get the funny guy, if you can get your mouthpiece, Vinny Pasquantino, rolling to go along with the cool guy in Michael Garcia, that's quite a Fab Five right there at the top of the lineup for the boys in blue. My game notes after this 5-3 Royals victory are brought to you by Jay's South Lanto. Be in the know and call Jay's South Lanto. We'll get to the text line coming up in just a moment, but first, I want to talk with Tyler in Overland Park. You're on the postgame show. Tyler, as the Royals improve to 6-4 on the young season.
Hey, Vern. Yeah, it's Skyler out in Overland Park. And
Skyler, my bad.
No worries. Yeah, I still have some questions about bullpen, offense, yada, 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 but
I just want to shout out J.J. Piccolo for a second, because the guy had two of the best trades in baseball last year, the Cole Reagans trade and the Nelson Velasquez trade. And he also trimmed the fat and got rid of so many fringe players in the offseason. You know, this guy could have laid down, you know, 56 wins last year, but he chose not to. He chose to go get some real guys in free agency and try to have the season mean something. So I really appreciate that. No matter what the win total is, I appreciate the Royals making a run at it.
Appreciate the phone call, Tyler. Yeah, I appreciate the front office and ownership abiding by the results of the evaluation season. What you said is on point. I don't disagree with anything that you said. But as someone that watched all 162 games of 2023, and they had to deliver something different, because that was rough last year. Now, that's why I gave him so much credit for the Michael Wacha signing. You know, Lugo, man, you had to bring somebody in like Seth Lugo. Renfro had to do that. Rebuild the bullpen, bro, you had to do that. Bringing in Michael Wacha, spending that additional $15, $16 million, okay. I don't know if I was expecting that. That's a cherry on top right there. Okay, I mean, that's when I got revved up this offseason. That's when I knew, oh, okay, that they weren't messing around, because now there's only one spot open in this rotation going into camp, and you got a lot of names. Serpa, Lynch, Lyles, Marsh. And I know the organization likes them all. Boy, they're really going to have them compete. Well, Frazier's going to compete with Massey. Frazier breathing down the neck of MJ if he doesn't start hot. I love the competition in spring. Yeah, so good phone call. You talk about the trades last year. You could go back a year before that. Only reason I bring this one up is because the young man made his AAA debut today. Do you remember how bad Carlos Santana was at the end for the Royals? I never thought they would get any human being in return in a trade for Carlos Santana. That's how bad he was to start that 2022 season. Royals flipped him into two pitchers. One of them, 25-year-old right-hander William Fleming, a 6'6", 220 right-hander. Today he made his AAA debut, through 4 2/3 innings of two-hit baseball, 6 punch-outs, no walks. Storm Chasers won 2-0. Thanks for the phone call. 913-586-7610. From the text line, Vern, the best part of the day was that they scored 5 runs and did so without any significant production from Salvi, Michael, or Bobby Witt Jr. That's a really good point. Yeah, those three combined to go 0-11. 0-11 and 0-4-2. With runners in scoring position. 0-3 with runners in scoring position. Yeah, you're right. And maybe you've heard me say this, but over the first 6-7 games of the season, that's what I wanted. I wanted someone other than those guys to come up with the big hit for that injection of confidence. It looks like MJ's bubbling over with confidence. Renfro had his moment today. Vinny needs his. I think Velasquez has already had his. I hope Isbell had his. He's had a couple of nice ABs already this season. But yeah, great point. Appreciate the text. 913-586-7610. Jamie from Kansas City writes in, Vern, last week I called and you dismissed my claims and then you hung up on me. You hung up on me when I said that this Chicago series we needed to have and we should win it with no issues. Let's keep the train going, Vern, signed Jamie in Kansas City. Well, Jamie and everybody else, you should know I am not in control of the phone calls as far as when you get hung up on, when you're brought up on the air. And two, I would still dismiss you today. I'm sorry, but to say that, well, certainly I would never say you're going to win a series with no issues in the big leagues. I'm never going to get down with that. But this was also, four games ago. Royals were 2-4, and it was just impossible to act as if I had a firm grasp of... It's still silly to act as if you have a firm grasp of what the Royals are going to be this season or what the White Sox are going to be this season. I feel like I got a pretty good idea, but I'm not going to declaratively make that statement and bang on the desk. But Jamie, props to you, man. You were right, and I once again was so very wrong. Ryan in Pleasant Hill writes in, Vern, I won't say that the boys won't fall below 500 again, but this is pretty exciting to see the bats pick up the pitching and the pitching pick up the bats. Vern, I think this could be a very, very fun season, signed Ryan in Pleasant Hill. JC in Fort Scott. Vern, this is going to be a fun summer. This squad is a real contender. Scott in Kansas City. Vern, think if we make the playoffs, what our pitching staff can do in a short series with just our first three starters. All right. I like it. Hey, go ahead. Go crazy. Why not? Hey, like I've stated on quite a few shows, when you have a rotation that's giving you a chance 80% of the time, and that's what I think they can be. They're giving, so far, they've given you a chance to win every game, 100% of the time. But if you have a rotation that's giving you a chance to win 80% of the time, to me, that's just as good as a franchise quarterback in the NFL. So long as you have that, you have a chance to win every game, and you have a good chance of getting to the postseason. 913-586-7610. Garrett in Olathe. You're next up on the postgame show. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern, this is Garrett. I just want you to know that I'm so excited for the Royals, man. I mean, I can't wait to go out. I'm going Tuesday night to my first Royals game, and I can't wait to go see Cole Reagans to see this offense, man. I'm just excited to watch the Royals continue to grow and hopefully win the AL Central this year, Vern. What do you think?
Garrett, it's your first game coming up?
Yeah, I'm going, my first game of the season.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right, well, I hope to see you, man. Swing by the studio we have. It's right next to the mother's room on level 3. So if you can find that, you'll find me. I'll have something for you.
All right, I'm sitting on the left field side. About probably second row up. So
how about this? Garrett, just text me. Just text me on your way to the game. Listen to the pregame show. Shoot me a text. I'll come find you.
All right. It's the same number, right?
Yeah, you know it.
All right.
I'll see you out there, buddy. Thank you very much. See, I didn't do that. I won't tell you who did because I'm not throwing him or her under the bus. But I didn't do that. I didn't hang up on you there, bro. That wasn't me. And even if it was, you'll never know. Tony in Shawnee, you're next up on 610 Sports Radio. Go ahead.
Vern, how are
Tony?
You?
Tony!
I love it, man. I've got little to talk about in terms of analytics and stats and how well we're doing and everything. But what I am going to say is driving home with my 10-year-old from his baseball practice, and we get to talk about a Royals win and a team that's above 500 in the second week of April compared to previous years. It's been awesome, and we've been listening to you. Let's keep it going, baby.
My man.
See you, Vern.
My man. I appreciate it. See ya. Thanks, Tony. Thanks for listening. From the 816, Stefan writes in, Vern, fascinating development this afternoon. Did we hear Big T inadvertently give toots for those on the crazy train or the delusional train? And the question is this town big enough for multiple trains on your postgame show? Stefan, you would know better than I, but I don't think so. It certainly didn't sound like Big T believes there's room for two trains on this show, right? Text line 913-586-7610. Spike in St. Joe, my guy. Spike writes in, Vern, I like saying we're on a winning streak, huh? Yeah, four-game winning streak. I like saying we're on a winning streak, Vern, unlike last year when all we could say is, well, we're on another losing streak again. Yeah, that's certainly the case. Royals didn't put together their first winning streak until the last game of July. They did it this year by the ninth game of the season. No doubt, Spike. Hope I get to see you out here. I know you've been coming to games, but we just haven't crossed paths. Hope to see you and the fam soon. From the 785, Vern, great win today. How much of an impact do you think the challenge of television viewing is when it comes to getting fans back on board with this iteration of the Kansas City Royals? Well, none. Because, I hate talking about the television. Just listen on radio. It's always on radio. I mean, you can listen to Royals games. If you're in the 610 Sports Radio listening area, you can listen to Royals games on your phone, on your Alexa, on the Odyssey app. That's all you need to do. You can listen to Denny and Stu and Jake and Ryan and the whole gang all season long right on your phone. And as far as TV, man, I'm not a smart person, but I believe you could watch if you really wanted to. It might cost you $20, but you could if you wanted to. You're choosing not to. That's my belief. But I have this kind of TV. Okay, well, you could get something different if you really wanted to. But what do I know? I don't know much. Let's go to Dan in KCK. Dan, you're on the postgame show. Go ahead, buddy.
Hey, Josh, how you doing? Great to ride to finish off the sweep. They know Alex Marsh didn't have his best stuff, made enough pitches to keep the Royals in the game, and the White Sox strang 12 men. And the Royals, they can remind me of 2015. Every time the opposing team made an error, they took advantage. Every time the White Sox made those errors that Royals threw, they took advantage. So let's take care of the Astros Tuesday with Reagans. Let's go for
let's
another
hope sweep.
So. Take care of yourself, Josh.
Reagans on Tuesday, Lugo on Wednesday, Brady Singer in the finale on Thursday. Out to Harrisonville we go. Chris, you're next up on the postgame show. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to say it's really refreshing to finally have a pitching staff. I know Alex Marsh only went 4 2/3. I'm not going to put a lot of pressure on this young guy here, but having like Lugo, Waka, Reagans be able to go 6-7 innings and be able to help the relief bullpen as well as the finally having now a bullpen be able to step in and help the starters in that rotation now. That would seem we found a good matchup there. And I only think that the hitting's only going to go up from here. Just, you know, let's get them settled into the season. And I think the hitting, it'll ebb and flow. And I think, you know, it'll start to hit in a upward trajectory, more runs. This is going to be such a fun summer.
Man, I'm with you. That's certainly my hope. It's my dream. Because either way, I'm here. I'm here with you, Chris. Appreciate the phone call. A lot of love coming in on the text line for Matt Quatrero from the 913. Vern, I just realized the bullpen didn't give up a run this series. Q managed them very well. And for the most part, put them in positions to succeed. Craig from Nixa writes in. Vern, Matt Quatrero gets the game ball for making the right moves, from letting Vinny sit against the lefty to using Will Smith in a reliever role rather than the closer role. He's playing to win, Vern, signed Craig in Nixa, Missouri. No doubt. A majority of the credit, though, goes to the relievers themselves. Right. But as I say that, I appreciate you guys giving love to the manager. Normally the manager only gets crushed when the bullpen doesn't do its job. So nice to see you give him credit when the bullpen does do its job. But again, to me, the players often deserve a majority of the blame, and the players often deserve a majority of the praise. Nonetheless, appreciate you guys listening. Royals win 5-3, and yeah, should be a fun summer. Should be a fun series starting off on Tuesday night. Cole Reagan squaring off with Christian Javier. A 6:40 first pitch. I'll be on the air with the On Deck Show Tuesday at 5:30 as I steal 30 minutes away from CDOT and Rob on the drive. Hey, James Howell back at the studio. Well, he was the one hanging up on you. I was going to thank him, but then I realized by saying his name, now you all know. He's the executioner. Better be nice to him. Calling us up. You better kiss up to James and the whole lot back there. James, great job, man. Appreciate it. Talk to you guys on Tuesday. Take care.
You've been listening to Vern's postgame show.
Blast down the right field line. Hooking. Stay fair. And gone. Pasquantino.
Check out the All Things Vern channel on 610sports.com and the Odyssey app to stay up to date with your boys in blue. Deep left.